Welcome to Ten Capital's weekly commentary, HoopFest edition. I'm Mike Nilsson. I'm here with Riley Stockton. And today we're going to talk about the lesser side known of HoopFest and what happens the other 51 weeks out of the year. Riley, thank you so much for joining us. I know you might be a little busy this weekend, but I'm really excited to talk about the way that you invest in the community. At Ten Capital, we love investing. And most importantly, we love investing in our community. And I think about what you do the other 51 weeks out of the year is so important. So can you tell us about some of your job when you're not doing HoopFest?
Yeah, you know, obviously I love this week, but there's so much that goes into it. Not only the planning for this week, but, you know, we run the Hooptown Youth League in town. Hooptown Youth League has 3,700 kids that participate in this. You know, we're over 14 school districts, the lowest cost you can get for a league. We provide all the uniforms, practice time, and it's our way to give back to a community that's given us so much as well with HoopFest.
Well, anyone involved in basketball know there's a lot of barriers to compete. And the first one I think about is, can you even find a team, which is so hard. The second thing is, can you make it to practice? Transportation is really an issue. And then the third one is cost. How is HYL or Hooptown Youth League really dealing with these things?
Yeah, you know, the first one is you sign up individually. So we find your team for you. We find it in your local feeder pattern. So if you're going to a certain high school or in a certain high school's district, we will find you a team in that district. That helps with not only finding the team, but you're not driving all over the all over town, late night practices. We try to keep it in the local schools. So we're doing the best we can to keep the price as low as we can. And it's really just a great league for kids to participate in all around the community.
Well, I believe in it so much that not only do I donate my time, but I donate my money there too, because I just really believe that what you guys are doing is so important. And now let's talk a little bit about HoopFest. This is the big show this weekend. A lot of people think of HoopFest and they think about 3-on-3, but there are so many other cool events here. What are some of your favorite?
So I love the Toyota Shoot-Off. That is my all-time favorite event. To watch people try to win the truck is amazing. It's such a cool truck too this year. And then I love the dunk contest. You know, the athletes that we get in HoopFest, I would say our dunk contest is way better than the NBA's dunk contest. I don't even think it's close. That's just some of the events. We got events going on from Thursday through Sunday, all day. So that's what makes this week special. Yeah, there's great basketball in the courts, but there's some great events as well.
And if you need an extra participant for the dunk competition, please do not look me up. The last thing I wanted to chat about is a lot of people think about just what they see on TV, which is the high level men's and women's open that you guys record, which is so fun to watch on TV. But there's all types of divisions. What are some of the divisions that most people might not know about?
Yeah, so that's the one thing that makes HoopFest special. If you want to play, we have a division from you. So we have our divisions from 6 years old to 80 years old and everywhere in between, all skill levels, all ability levels. I love watching the kids games. That's my personal favorite. It brings the joy back into it. You know, some of the adults can get a little feisty on the courts. The kids are out here for a good time. I remember what I was like when I played in it. And so it's good to relive some of those memories.
Well, one of the best athletes here is not you or I. We have a three-time Paralympian, Chelsea. If you wouldn't mind coming over and join us today, we're going to talk about what real basketball is like here in Spokane. So Chelsea, by far the most decorated basketball player out of the bunch is you. Three-time Paralympian. You've been a HoopFest player since 2006 and you're occupational therapist here in town. Tell me what it's like playing in the Olympics.
So in the Paralympics, I was actually a wheelchair racer, so I did track.
Wow, that's amazing. And what cities were you in?
So my first games was Beijing in 2008, then Rio in 2016, and then Tokyo in 2021. And then countless other countries and cities for world championships, Pan Am games. All of those competitions.
And that's pretty high level, but nothing can compare to HoopFest, right?
Yeah.
Tell me, how did you get started here in 2006?
So 2006 was my first HoopFest, and it was actually my first year playing wheelchair basketball as well. I thought it was really cool. I started earlier that summer, and so we weren't like fully into basketball season yet. And so I thought it was so cool how everybody came in from like out of town and around the country, and we're all just like outside and we got to form our own teams and play with our friends. And yeah, I just thought it was so much fun.
Well, obviously it's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of hard work. Tell me how physically and mentally demanding it is to play outside for 2 days straight.
Yeah, so it's definitely different than like 5-on-5 inside. Inside, we do get like more timeouts, and there's the refs are a little more diligent, so they're always blowing the whistle and stopping the game. Outside, it's the heat is a factor, and sometimes if the courts aren't perfectly even, our courts are excellent right now, but we used to play on the street, and so it was kind of like curved. So there was like a little bit of some uphill sprints during it, and then trying to stop ourselves going downhill. But I mean, it's all worth it. It's a lot of fun.
I love hearing that. Tell me maybe your favorite memory from Hoop Fest of all those years, and then maybe one thing that people should know about wheelchair basketball.
Yeah, I think my favorite, well, I guess it was kind of like my favorite year, I would say it was last year. One of my professors that used to be a professor at Whitworth had moved to South Carolina, but he grew up in Spokane, and he wanted to come back for Hoop Fest, and he convinced his friend from South Carolina to come back with him. And so now they show up every year, and it's kind of like a nice little reunion.
So fun.
Yeah.
And what's one thing that we should know about wheelchair basketball?
That pretty much all the rules are the same. We play on the same courts. We have the same amount of like timeouts. I would say one of the biggest differences is that we have to dribble every two pushes. So if we push three times, or if we touch our wheel three times, or pivot three times, that's a travel.
I love it. Something I didn't know either.
No, I'm learning so much. I want to keep going.
Well, thank you so much for participating. Thank you so much for running the show and making this thing happen. It's such a special weekend. Yeah. I always say it's my favorite, my kids' favorite weekend on earth.
Yeah.
And so it's just so awesome to be a part of it. And thank you for investing in our community.
Yeah, thank you.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.